Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you to Christian Worldview this morning, the 7th day of July, 2005. Glad you've joined us. Greenville Spartanburg has about 68 degrees at the airport, downtown Greenville 66, Anderson 72 degrees, and Clemson 70 degrees. Light rain and mist at Clemson. All the rest of the areas have very heavy rains. Widespread showers today with isolated thunderstorms in our forecast. Locally heavy rainfall is possible. Humid with highs around 80, southwest or southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, and a tornado watch number 617 is in effect until 10 a.m. This morning. Of course, that always warms the heart of a true Southerner from Southern California when we see tornado watches. I was looking at the tornado vortex signatures and glad for us that it passed up over the North Carolina border into just above Cherokee County, but not glad for them in North Carolina, of course. It's no fun to have those things starting to touch down. And apparently we've got a tornado watch all morning, and there's a chance of really severe weather on the horizon, so be aware of that. Also, throughout the day, be prepared for significant flooding, folks. We're talking about rivers going and getting as much as 6.5 feet over their banks by the end of the day. In terms of depth, elevation, whatever it is, above flood stage. And you're going to encounter some high water, especially if you're going over some slightly low bridges throughout Greenville County, Spartanburg County, Anderson, and Oconee, Pickens County. So be careful as you're making your way to work and from a work today. If you can take an alternate route with that you know is higher, by all means, do so. Treacherous weather today between tornadoes and flooding. Sounds like a lot of dangerous conditions. If you could just take the day off, sounds like a good day to do it. As we have the remnants of Tropical Storm Cindy up here in our backyard. All right, well, what else is going on in the news today? Well, always, as always, there's a fair number of things going on. I thought I'd start the day off with, I want to mention our tyrannyresponse.com website, our tyrannyresponse.net. Tyrannyresponse.com has all the great events for what's happening in politics and public policy and things where people are meeting for important issues of the day in the upstate of South Carolina. This week, the only thing on tap is the ACG annual picnic. That's the Americans for Constitutional Government's annual picnic. That's July the 9th, this Saturday. They're going to meet at the White Oak Baptist Church across from Bob Jones at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and they'll be driving up together in convoy style as a great number of conservatives leave the state, and libertarians for that matter. And they'll be going up to North Carolina to have their annual picnic if we don't have tornadoes and floods. And hopefully we won't. That's just 2 days from now. Hopefully you'll be able to attend that if you can. The ACG picnic, we meet at about 10 o'clock in the morning, right across from Bob Jones University at the White Oak Baptist Church, and follow the folks up. Next week we have the Institute on the Constitution's last meeting. That's on the 11th. Hope you can attend that in Pelzer, South Carolina, 6:30 p.m. There'll be an awards ceremony. You're supposed to dress nicely for this event so they can take pictures for the local papers and just be there. If you can't, even if you haven't been coming regularly, it'll be a great talk about how we can regain our country back from the leftist agenda, which has overrun it. Tuesday night, that's at 2003 Ina Marie Lane in Pelzer. Anytime you forget an address, or I forget an address, or you need to get right down a phone number and you've been driving and not able to get the phone number you need, remember you can just go to tyrannyresponse.com or tyrannyresponse.net and pull up the website. At the website, you'll find all the information, the details, the things I've mentioned here. Thanks to Rip and Richie, our web page programmer and maintainer. On the 12th, that's Tuesday night. The Carolina Patriots will be meeting in Asheville, and the directions are on the website. On the 14th, that's Thursday, next Thursday, you have the Libertarian Party business meeting. That'll be at Prime Sirloin on Woodruff Road in Greenville. And then the following night, the 15th, you have the Carolina Patriots meeting in Fountain Inn. And that'll be down off of, I think it's 104 South Main Street in Fountain Inn at 6:30. Dinner $6, sandwich dinner. Kids eat for free. Hope you can attend those meetings as well. So anyway, that's all there at the events site. We also have the related media tab under tyrannyresponse.com. If you go there, you'll find all sorts of interesting links. And at the bottom now, you have the great links that have to do with petitions. And one of the most important petitions to look at is the South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition. When you go to the bottom if you go to the bottom of the related media tab, you'll be able to go to the petition for redress of grievances about the fundamental rights in South Carolina. It starts out, says this: "We, the people of South Carolina, petition to the South Carolina legislature to approve and declare the following proposed amendment to the South Carolina Constitution, whereby the inalienable nature of rights will be plainly decreed as unalterable, irreversible. Be it resolved that we, the people of the South Carolina, hereby declare and affirm that the inalienable rights of life, liberty, and property, or the pursuit of happiness, set forth in the Declaration of Independence and the Fifth Amendment Bill of Rights to the Constitution, are fundamental rights which were derived antecedent to the existence of the state, as manifest in both the United States federal government and the state of South Carolina. As such, the state does not grant rights to life, liberty, or property. On the contrary, the primary reason that government is formed is to protect rights to life, liberty, and property, and no South Carolinian or American holds his fundamental rights at the pleasure of the state." That's how it starts out. It's well worth signing this, and you can do so by going to the website in about 5 seconds, or well, let's say 35 seconds, you'll have it signed. It's very easy to do. You type in your email address and your name pretty much, and you're done. 105 people so far have signed this from all over the state of South Carolina, and we'd encourage our listeners strongly to go there and sign that petition today. Make it a priority. It won't take you much time, and you might help in changing your culture, hopefully, Lord willing. We also have some other petitions on there, such as abolishing the Federal Reserve in the United Nations, a citizen's petition to reverse Roe versus Wade, abolishing the income tax, and ending the United Nations tyranny inside the United States. Now, those all sound like laudable things. I've signed every one of those petitions. They're all there for you and your enjoyment. You can sign them yourselves as well. There are even some other funny petitions on there which I've signed. For instance, there's the one to impeach Judge George Greer in Florida's Sixth Judicial Circuit after the Terry Schiavo case. There's a petition to support George W. Bush serving infantry duty in Iraq. It's a good idea. It's a good idea. So we'd encourage you to do that one as well. Ending United Nations tyranny inside the United States. I mentioned that one. All these things are available on the petition.com website. We hope you can you'll join us. At any rate, we're going to take a pause from talking about these things for a moment because we have already our first caller in line, and we'd like to welcome you to Christian Worldview.
Hey, John, this is Chuck.
Oh, good morning, Chuck. Thanks for calling Christian Worldview. How's the weather on your side of town? Any tornadoes spotted yet?
Nothing yet.
Okay, well, you call and let us know if you find a tornado, because we want to duck. Us Californians, we're weenies when it comes down to being the tough guys in front of tornadoes. Those things, I'll tell you what, I'll take an earthquake any day over one of these things that drop down from the sky and suck people up. That's a horrible thought. Anyway, I believe in the providence of God, so I'm not that concerned, but I just wanted to check and see if you saw any out there. Anyway,
no, it's very beautiful weather where I am.
Good. That's great, Chuck. Well, we're now talking about some interesting issues of these petitions that are online on the website. What's on your mind today?
Well, I happened to get a book on George Washington quotations, and I saw one that I thought was worth sharing.
Okay.
It says, "If in the opinion of the people, the distribution or modification of the constitutional power be in any particular wrong, let it be corrected by an amendment in the way which the Constitution designates, but let there be no change by usurpation. For though this in one instance may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed." I think he was prophetic.
Yes, no, there's no question about that. Would you mind reading that just one more time? The phone's breaking up a little bit, so we want to see, make sure the listeners heard it clearly.
Okay, don't mind at all. "If in the opinion of the people, the distribution or modification of the constitutional powers be in any particular wrong, let it be corrected by an amendment in the way which the Constitution designates. But let there be no change by usurpation, but though this in one instance may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed.
Very, very interesting. So what's your take on this this part about usurpation? How would you apply that to George Bush or any of the other administration currently?
Well, I think there's a rampant thing through all branches of government to take on more power than the Constitution delegates to them, and take away the powers that are supposed to be reserved to the states and the people.
Hmm. Yeah, and some examples of that would be what we find in the Patriot Act, I suppose, or the RICO Act, or certainly these court rulings against property. I mean, the unbelievable slide downhill as far as property rights go.
That's right. Yeah, that ruling was awful. And look at the approach of regulating everything. I mean, there are regulations for all sorts of things. There's a Department of Education. Where is that in the Constitution?
Yeah, well, where is it in the Constitution? It's absolutely crazy, and it's a huge behemoth. Well, if I were president, I think that might be the first thing I'd abolish, because, you know, if you go right for the Fed, you're going to get assassinated the next day, so you want to do that one last. And I think Department of Education would go first, and then you'd, go for the IRS maybe second, and down the list. But Department of Education has to be one of those diabolical inventions ever thrust upon us in America.
Right, but you've got the regulatory issue, and you've also got the spending issue. You look at agriculture, and they've taken on themselves the power to regulate farmers, even if they're growing food for their own personal use under the Interstate Commerce Clause. I mean, it's been stretched to ridiculous end.
Yes. Wow. Well, I agree entirely. You're right on the money with that kind of stuff. Well, I'm glad you called this morning. Thanks for thinking of Christian Worldview. I hope the signal gets better on your end of town. We're still having trouble with the Greenville signal, but I did hear, except for this tornado stuff that's been going on, that they were going to try to make another stab at improving at least central Greenville a little bit today. Hopefully, you'll give us a good report and be able to get a better signal on your side of town there.
Well, that's great news. I love getting TRN on the radio, but I've mostly listened to it on the internet lately.
Right. Okay, Chuck. Well, again, appreciate the call. Look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay. Good day.
All right. Have a good day. And you're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Our phone numbers are 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You can also reach us at 864-201-6955. If we have any bad connections or trouble with the phones, do try that number, 864-201-6955. We're going to go take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Warning: Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464. Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. Please.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. A couple of things, these top stories here. More unrest, of course, going on in the Middle East. As there always is every day, there's something that happens in Afghanistan or Iraq with various people dying, being killed by bombs. Of course, we read the story the other day that it sounds like the United States, at least some people are claiming, are now planting bombs. There's been four or five accounts over there of people in Iraq saying that they've stopped at a checkpoint and a bomb was planted by an American in their bicycle sack or their trunk or whatever. Well, this morning, unfortunately, we have multiple blasts in London. Subways and buses are hit across the city. At least seven explosions across central city during the morning rush. Two are dead. 90 people are hurt, according to Fox News. A double-decker bus is torn open. People are trapped in a tunnel near King's Cross. Entire subway network rail lines into the city are shut down. And as this terror stuff is going on in London today, real tragedy there. Of course, it comes as no surprise after what would we do? You know, if the shoe were on the other foot and we were being attacked by Iraqis, we'd be considered patriots by going out and been doing some kinds of terror activities or guerrilla activities, and they're doing the same thing. I'm not saying it's justified what they do, folks, but I'm saying what do we expect is going to happen when we go over and engage in these insane wars overseas? Yes, I do think these wars are insane, period. No other way to think about them. At any rate, we don't support much war here at the Tyranny Response Network. Support the war between the states in defense against the Yankees when they came down. Supported the so-called rebellion against King George. But beyond that, it's pretty hard to support much of any other war here in America. Maybe World War II. World War I certainly had some all sorts of problems with it. At any rate, want to talk about war, give us a call, 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You can also reach us at 864-201-6955. That's our backup line. Fox News also had a story about the website being down, Cunningham website, which I thought that was interesting. A story about political corruption we should be aware of. Not that you have to point out too many of these cases for people to realize that the state is corrupt or full of corrupt people. And it sheds a little bit of pessimism, I suppose, even for the most ardent divine writer who believes that he can just get the good people in office like George W. Bush and all of a sudden things will be rosy. Just had an argument with a relative the other day talking about, oh, well, George W. Bush, he's a good Christian man. Oh, really? What has George W. Bush done for the church? What has he done to demonstrate that he's truly a Christian? Actions like his in Iraq are not Christian actions. Not stopping abortion is not a Christian action. Leaving the Department of Education open and allowing these public schools to continue is not a Christian action. I mean, give me a break, folks. You just believe, or you're so gullible that you believe everything the guy says? I hope not, because that's what this person I was talking to has been, very, very gullible. He's probably been listening to the Festival of Ignorance, which is being aired on another station at the moment. Well, just think about some of those things, folks. It's not that clear to me, and it shouldn't be to you, that George Bush is truthful in his claims about his Christian commitment. Well, the Cunningham website is down, says Fox News. After skipping out an appearance in his home district over the July 4th holiday weekend, Representative Randy Duke Cunningham, Republican from California, did show up Tuesday for a long-planned speech to an Escondido Rotary Club, where he was greeted by local reporters asking about his political future. Asked if he would resign after recent revelations about questionable personal financial dealings, Cunningham said he wasn't quitting Congress, but he didn't directly answer questions about the controversy swirling around him. Late last week, FBI and IRS agents raided Cunningham's $2.5 million mansion near San Diego. Cunningham's lawyers were furious. "We believe this is an abuse of process. Duke looks forward to clearing his name and a fair investigation," said attorney Mark Holster, who added that agents did not give any reason why they stormed into the lawmaker's home on Friday. At the same time as the raid in California, agents in Washington searched for documents at the offices of defense contractor MZM Incorporated. The grand jury probe is said to be focused on the 2003 sale of Cunningham's former home to MZM President Mitchell Wade. Wade bought the property for $1.7 million. As it turns out, the price was about $700,000 more than the house was worth. Wade also owned the 42-foot yacht that, until recently, Cunningham called his Washington home. Cunningham is a member of the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, but he denies he used his influence to help Wade and MZM Incorporated win $104 million in top-secret no-bid defense department contracts. At the same time, Cunningham's for-profit website, where he had been selling items related to his past life as a Top Gun Navy pilot instructor, is no longer operating. Last week, Fox News broadcast images of items for sale on the website, including a $595 buck knife engraved with Cunningham's likeness and congressional seal. The website on Tuesday had a notice that is not working while it is officially under construction. Before the site closed, Fox attempted to buy one item from it using a credit card. A short time later, an email was returned saying the site was unable to fill your order for Top Gun VHS tape. Your payment will be refunded to you via money order. That money order arrived Tuesday. Cunningham is expected to make at least two other public appearances in his home this week. He has hired high-powered attorneys in both Washington and California and has over $600,000 in his campaign war chest that could be used as a legal defense fund. So it looks like he'll win that battle. This sounds like a corrupt politician giving payoffs to his friends. And he's a Republican, folks. "Oh, but he's innocent until proven guilty." Yeah, well, I'm a little bit suspicious. I think anyone is guilty automatically if they run for office and get elected. Just can't imagine anybody being, except for maybe Ron Paul, being innocent, who's actually holding a public office somewhere. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're going to run to a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Warning: Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
"Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity." Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
"Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force."
And the First Freedom is another politically incorrect, uncensored monthly newspaper that sometimes publishes a tyranny response unit's writing. Nelson Waller offers any of our listeners a free postpaid sample copy of it. Call Nelson at 864-642-4315 if interested. You can also sample this fine paper's material at www.gulftel.com/First Freedom. It picks up where the liberal media leave off. Lincoln has Lincoln's Socialist Legions is the title of an article that was emailed to me by the illustrious Tyranny Response Network research staff. Yankees and Socialists, Birds of a Feather, they say, and this is actually by Mr. Al Benson Jr. who wrote it. Thought this would be an interesting thing to bring up here on Christian Worldview. We love to talk about, to reveal things about Abraham Lincoln here. That's why my mouse pad has the stars and, the Confederate battle flag on it. And we do have a couple of signs up here in the studio saying, with a little Confederate battle flag next to it, fighting terrorism since 1861. That's indeed what we're doing here at the Tyranny Response Network, is trying to educate people about what really went on in different eras of our history and to try to undo what's been done by so many others. At any rate, we have here some interesting things. During the War of Northern Aggression, says Benson, that's a good name for it, it has been reported that over 180,000 Germans fought in the Union armies. The number was buttressed by thousands of Austrians, Hungarians, Poles, Czechs, and Irish. The majority of these were probably honest, hard-working people. Yet the question must be asked, with a population of around 22 million in the North opposed to 9 million in the South, why did the North have so many foreign troops in her armies? Yes, we knew about this before. And you've heard it here on Christian Worldview before. We'll keep mentioning it now. Francis Springer, in his book, What War for What, puts the number even higher than that. He said, it seems strange that the North, with such vast human resources, should find it necessary to resort to recruiting men abroad. The 1860 census shows 4,100,000 foreign-born in this country, mostly located in the North. But there were 500,000 men in the Northern Army of foreign birth, or 90,000 more than 10% of the foreign population, indicating that 90,000 Northern soldiers, and probably more, were recruited abroad. After William Burton, in his book, A Melting Pot of Soldiers, deals with the foreign soldiers in the Yankee armies, he quotes a correspondent from the London Daily Telegraph as stating that the foreign soldiers in the Union armies has scant use for the abolitionists and their holy crusade. The German immigrant Valentin Belcher, according to Burton, told his wife, I wished all abolitionists were in hell. Ooh, I guess he didn't think much about abolitionists. Well, let me pause there. I'll come back and read this for a moment. But as I said before, one of the most fascinating things I read was in Dabney's comments on his biography of Stonewall Jackson, saying that in the victorious armies or campaigns of the Jacksonian army in the South, of the people that were captured, one half approximately of the people captured could not speak English. They had been recruiting. Lincoln's man Seward had been over in Paris recruiting poor people to come over under the guise of getting free land. Remember, the Homestead Act was passed in 1862 in the middle of the war, towards the beginning of the war, and it was done so that Lincoln could go over to Europe and be able to recruit people and lure them here with land promises. Come fight for the Union Army for a year or two or whatever it was, and we'll give you some land in the West for free. And that was a lure for a poor person. It was worth risking his life for a cause he didn't care about to come over here and fight Southerners just so they could have a possibility of a better life for themselves, because life was so horrible there in Europe. Anyway, going back to the article by Benson here, one of the most carefully concealed facts over the decades about Mr. Lincoln's armies is that he had an amazing number of European socialists under uniform during the war. Only recently has information regarding this started to surface. Up until a few years ago, it was one of the most studiously ignored facts and aspects of the war's establishment historians. Or maybe we should label them hysterians in their messianic quest to give us the correct spin on the war and the reasons for it, it knew in their hearts that we didn't need this kind of information. So they labored mightily to make sure we were not exposed to it. It has been reported that as many as 5,000 European socialists and communists from the failed 1848 socialist revolts in Europe served in the Union armies in one place or another. Some sources have placed that number closer to 10,000. After these socialists socialists failed in their revolutionary aims in Europe in 1848 to 1849, many came to America. A good portion of them felt that they had failed to do in Europe in 48 and 49 might just be accomplished here in America during the War of Northern Aggression. In 48ers in the Union armies, it has been stated the failure of the revolutionary hopes in Europe did not prevent them from taking up arms again in 1861 to defend the very principles they had fought for in 1848 and 1849, Union, freedom, and democracy. Please go back and reread that last quote. Let it sink in. Ooh, freedom, Union, freedom, and democracy, socialism. These European socialists viewed the War of Northern Aggression as an extension of their socialist hopes for Europe. You know, we're going to come back after the break and read the rest of this. There's a few more things here to read, and this is very interesting stuff. So stay tuned. Coming up on the top of the hour. If you want to get in and talk about this, give us a call at 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177 or 864-201-6955. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net, that's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer.
He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Well, wonderful day in Greenville, Spartanburg. Actually, so wonderful we have tornado watches in full effect until 10 a.m. this morning. In fact, today we're expecting widespread showers with isolated thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall is possible, humid, with highs around 80. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, unless there's a tornado, and then it'll be over 200. Just FYI. Greenville Spartanburg Airport has 68 degrees. Greenville downtown, 67 degrees. Anderson, 73 degrees. And 72 degrees in Clemson. So be prepared for heavy weather and rough weather, severe weather too, as you make your way out to the door today to go to work. Also, beware of flooding. Apparently, it's going to be so much rainfall in the mountains here that the rivers will swell rather quickly as well over flood stage and flood onto the roadways. Don't try to drive through the water, obviously. Just be careful as you make your way out to work and try to avoid low spots if you can. If you have an alternate route today, it would be a good day to take it, especially in the afternoon drive coming back. And maybe even tomorrow morning. I think their crest is actually predicted for sometime in the evening tonight. And so tonight and tomorrow morning should be particularly treacherous. Although this morning can't be much better with tornadoes, with the tornado watch underway. At any rate, what else have we got for you in the news today? Well, we've been reading about these European socialists in the Union Army. This is a great piece of history we need to be aware of, so I'm going to continue this story. This is by Mr. Benson, writing in his... in fact, let me give you the title of this thing again. Al Benson, Jr., Lincoln's Socialist Legions, Yankees and Socialists, Birds of a Feather. The European socialists viewed the War of Northern Aggression as an extension of their socialist hopes in Europe. If you consider that fact, the entire scope and reason for that war, from the Yankee perspective, takes a whole new meaning. No longer was it a struggle to preserve the Union as given to us by the Founding Fathers. Rather, it was a struggle to preserve and extend the influence of European socialism in America. Author William Burton has revealed that August von Willich, the communist with a heart, was not reluctant to lecture his soldiers on the virtues of socialism. If we have a record of this one instance of that being done, one wonders how many other places it occurred that have gone unreported. One amazing thing about these European socialists and communists is how many of them managed to end up with high-ranking positions in the Union armies. I will list just a few here so you get the idea. Franz Siegel, Major General. Karl Schurz, Major General. August von Willich, Major General. Sandor Alexander Asboth, Brigadier General on Fremont's staff. August Becker, called the Red Becker on account of his political leanings, chaplain for the 8th New York. Ludwig Louis Blenker, Brigadier General of Volunteers. Isidore Busch, Captain of Fremont's staff. Jonathan Fiala, Lieutenant Colonel and Topographical Engineer on Fremont's staff. Scores of other socialists and communists could be listed if space permitted, but I think you begin to get the idea. The ethnic and ideological makeup of Mr. Lincoln's army has yet to be fully exposed. If we are to begin to try to understand the war from a Yankee perspective, we must at all costs take the strong socialist influence exerted on Mr. Lincoln's army into consideration. The fact that so many European socialists and communists looked upon Mr. Lincoln's war of aggression as an extension of their own aggressive aspirations and political desires should begin to speak volumes that the true nature of the Union cause, no matter what the hysteria books tell us. Mr. Lincoln was known to be friendly to the cause of socialism. Establishment historian James McPherson has admitted that Mr. Lincoln championed the cause of the leaders of the 48 revolts in Europe. In 1848, he was all in favor of secession for the socialists in Europe, but in 1860, he was adamantly opposed for Christian Southerners. That fact alone should give you some indication as to where Mr. Lincoln was really coming from, and should it help to explain why, in 1861, the socialists flocked to his own holy cause. interesting article. I mean, where did the Tyranny Response Network come up with these gems? I don't know, but this is a wonderful piece to be reading today as we help to expose Abraham Lincoln's hypocrisy, or, well, I guess you could call it hypocrisy. I mean, we're exposing his true agenda for what things he really was all about, what he was fighting for. Appreciate that very excellent piece. The phone number here to talk about Lincoln or anything else we discussed today, 864-201-6955. It's our backup line. The main line, 864-244-8177. 864-244-8177. We're going to go take a quick break here, try to get back on our break schedule correctly, and we'll be back in a minute. This is Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Are you tired of politicians who raise taxes, invade your privacy, and assume that you don't have the sense to make your own decisions? Try voting libertarian for a change. Would you like to meet other libertarians? You'll find they are regular people like you, concerned about the state of our republic and willing to act on that concern. Our business meeting is at 6:30 p.m. the second Thursday of the month at Prime Sirloin on Woodruff Road across from Greenville Mall. Visitors are welcome. To talk politics, join us for the meetup, 8 p.m. That's next Thursday, by the way. I'm sorry. To talk politics, join us for the meetup at 8 p.m. on the fourth Wednesday of the month. It's at Cafe Underground just off of Main Street downtown. We would love to swap ideas with you for restoring limited constitutional government. Thank you for supporting the Libertarian Party and Christian Worldview on the Tyranny Response Network. Well, what an interesting first part of the show as we've discussed here. So many pieces of information about Lincoln that we really just didn't know. And as we've been reading the Bill of Rights almost every day here, I want to go and just quickly jump in and read the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution. Article 8 says, "Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted." And apparently they were used to those things under the hands of the British, but not to be that way in America. Now they just send you off to war in Afghanistan and spray you with Agent Orange or whatever the latest thing is, the depleted uranium, I suppose. I guess that's cruel and unusual punishment. Hmm. A listener writes in and sends something she thought would be of interest. She sent a link and said, the Declaration of Independence of the United States. That's what it says at the top, from rense.com, R-E-N-S-E. She thought it would be interesting to read this piece by Ted Lang. It's sort of a parody, I guess, so we'll read it a little bit in the light of the fact that it was recently Independence Day. This is called Declaration of Independence of the United States Outside Congress on Independence Day, July 4th, 2005, edited and updated version by Ted Lang. The unanimous declaration of the people of the 50 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for the people to dissolve the political bands of oppression which have connected them with their chosen government, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and property, and to the secure of these rights, government are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. A few little changes in there, a few nuances. Further, that whenever any, and he has any in between two asterisks, I guess that's to emphasize it, further, that when any form of government, the Bush regime and the Supreme Soviet Court, becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety in getting out of Iraq and untangling from Israel, to ensure both their security and their pursuit of happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than right themselves by abolishing the forms of which they are accustomed. However, when this long train of abuses and usurpations among invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, Bush, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these United States, and now is and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of America, George II, is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. And for that matter, much of the entire world, according to the plan of Lucifer and Ariel Sharon. To prove this, let the facts be submitted to a candid world. And then he goes on to talk about the rest of the things that he has done, especially passing things like the USA Patriot Act and pushing that, and the different other things he's using to subvert the Bill of Rights and to bring down our country. Won't read the whole thing, it's too long, but you get the point. It's a parody on the Declaration of Independence, bringing it up to date, showing that George W. Bush, through his various free speech zones and free trade agreements and special benefits to Israel and many other things that he's been doing in his through his policies, is raising the same kind of ire, should be raising the same kinds of ire that any other tyrant should have, that should do to any American, including the tyranny of King George III when our founding fathers threw him off and became an independent nation. Indeed, we have here in America the same cause, according to this author, Ted Lang, and I agree, the same cause that the founding fathers had to overthrow their government over the sea. Much to the chagrin of the divine writers, to those who support the Festival of Ignorance show and other things, they'll be continuing to live in ignorance and bliss, apparently, as they try to fix George Bush while he fixes them. Appreciate the comment sending that in. That was from Joyce. Glad that you sent us that email this morning, Joyce, and interesting to read about this. And what else have we got in the news? Well, as usual, lots of good things. We have Michael Perutka, who's the former presidential candidate from the Constitution Party. He wrote on July 4th, and we're getting this a little bit late here. He says the following: "Dear friends of the Constitutional Republic, the 4th of July has become a rather bittersweet celebration to me these last few years. Of course, I am thankful to God for our courageous and self-sacrificing founders and for their clarity of purpose and expression springing from their faith in Christ as ruler and sustainer of the universe. Moreover, I marvel at the mercy of a loving God who has been so patient with a country that has been so squandered its birthright and turned its back on his law and even the acknowledgement of his existence. I am most grateful for his mercy, though I cannot conceive or measure it, yet I know his patience is not unlimited. My sadness, I think, has two sources. One is the knowledge that as a people, we've blown it. Our civil leaders are worse than corrupt. They represent the perversion of government, a perversion of law. In the language of liberty, they have called good evil and evil good. Our Supreme Court makes it up as they go along. Our law schools teach anti-law. Our judges almost exclusively are ignorant fools that think there is no God or think that they are God. We kill our own young for the sake of convenience, and we now have allowed and rallied to support judicial murder. But it is worse than that. All of this goes on while Christians, God's people, sit around and fiddle, and in some cases aid and abet the murder of the innocents, the destruction of liberty, and the mocking of God. Indeed, Americans and Christians are so ignorant, says Michael Perutka, of their own history and the heritage, they don't know who their father is. They don't know where their landmarks are. They have not only lost their way, they have lost the instinct that would let them, that would tell them they are lost. They have lost the knowledge of God, and he has given them over to their sin. The second sadness comes from the historical proximity of the defeat of our forces at American forces at Gettysburg. On the 4th of July, 1863, after 3 days of brutal and desperate fighting for to defend and preserve the American way of life, American soldiers retreated to the rain back through Frederick, Maryland, and slipped back through across the Potomac River into the relative safety of Virginia. I wonder what Independence Day thoughts went through the minds of these men as they marched away from the horrific scene where they and their brethren had sacrificed life and limb for the cause of American independence. What singular faith and courage led them to continue the struggle to defend America from the growing tyrant, Lincoln? I injected that last term, by the way. Though most people living in America don't realize that the Army of Northern Virginia was the last force capable of countermanding the centralized tyranny that had, for more than 142 years, succeeded in undermining the concept of the Constitutional Republic. When Lee lost at Gettysburg, no earthly force remained that could stand against the Washington Leviathan. This growing monster would eventually murder 50 million innocent American babies, would murder Terry Schiavo, would send our daughters and sisters, along with our sons and brothers, to die stupidly and needlessly in order to satisfy its lust for blood and power, would undermine fatherhood in our families and seek dominion over our children, would stare at us from every street corner with its cyclops eyes to make sure we have our seatbelt buckled, would number and monitor us, and would drug our children to make sure they grow up without any idea of what liberty means or any knowledge of the true source of law and liberty in government. After Gettysburg, the struggle became one in which Lincoln's generals waged total war against women and children in the South, burning and destroying all in their path. During this time, Grant sacrificed thousands of his own men for the sake of consolidating power in Washington, D.C. This same power would one day be used at Ruby Ridge in Waco, and more recently at Pinellas Park, Florida. As I sit in a picturesque setting, more of a cadre of well-to-do folks of the eastern shore of Maryland, waiting for the fireworks ritual to begin, I wonder how many of those wealthy people realize where Americans' real wealth comes from. Do they even know what the fireworks signify? Do they teach their children what America stands for and what a patriotic American won't stand for? As I said, most people living in America might not see the connection between the defeat of Lee and Longstreet and Pickett and Armistead at Gettysburg and the death of 50 million babies. Most people in America wouldn't understand in large measure. This is because most people in America have been led to think that America won that war. But the evidence is more and more clear that America and our American Constitution lost that war. You see, an American would know the reason we celebrate America's birth is that America, as Chesterton said, was founded on a creed. The Declaration of Independence predicates America's right to exist and the belief that God exists, that our rights become from Him, and that the purpose of government is to protect and defend these rights. I wonder how many of these fireworks watchers, or for that matter, how many people living in America, are in fact Americans. That is, I wonder how many of them know what an American believes, or how many of them teach these beliefs to their children or grandchildren. It seems that most of them don't, but I'm suggesting this is traceable to the fact that, as a conquered people, they have been re-educated by a foreign power away from the very beliefs on which America was founded and prospered. Well, so much for the sadness. My joy comes from the realization of the profound truth that something that was succinctly and eloquently expressed by my son Patrick a few years ago after one of my memorable foul-ups. Patrick looked at me and cheerfully said, "Hey, don't worry. You're still God's child." Thank you, Patrick. You're correct. On the 4th of July, the year of our Lord, 2005, God is still our Father, and He's still in charge. That's why we must give thanks and continue to do our duty for God, family, and Republic. Michael A. Perutka. Appreciate that very grandiose exhortation from Michael Perutka this morning. And we're late for a break, so we're going to jump there right now. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
Oh, and we always love to hurl things with great force here, especially liberal stuff, nonsense that the liberals spew forth. We are not afraid to do that here. There is no problem with, as far as we're concerned, with talking about the truth here on this show. We want to remind you to go to tyrannyresponse.com and make sure you go to the related media link at the bottom and find there the link for the South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition. If you haven't signed this petition yet, like the other 105 people who already have, make sure you make a point to go there today. It takes 30 seconds of your time. Press sign the petition and then put your name and email address in and you're done, basically, unless you want to add the optional political party and so forth, the information that's there. We would encourage you to do so. TyrannyResponse.com, under the related media links, you'll find the petitions down there at the bottom. Well, the Christian, the women's organization, Concerned Women for America organization doesn't mind, apparently, unconstitutional spending if it produces abstinence. Rebecca Jones of the Concerned Women's of America said that applauds the initiative of President Bush announced for his priorities for the G8 conference, where a focus on solving the political and economic problems that plague on Africa. Then they also talked about different kinds of funding. He will ask Congress for $55 million over 3 years to provide promote empowerment and justice for women in Africa. And he's also hoping that the government will promote abstinence, and he's going to use federal money to do that. Much as we're in favor of abstinence here, which is a good thing for teenagers to practice, obviously, because it's just obviously sinful and foolish to do otherwise, we're not in favor of federal money being looted from taxpayers in order to handle this. We don't turn over to the state problems or problem children or all sorts of other diabolical things that are going on in society through our popular media to the state. These are family and church responsibilities, and although we're, again, in favor of abstinence, we're not in favor of government promoting abstinence or government doing anything with taxpayers' money in a proactive manner for that, as far as that goes. Another story, while Christians demand, and rightly do so, that Muslims stop their financial support of terrorists, some Christians are giving generous financial support to Jewish terrorists who are plotting to blow up the Mosque of Omar in Jerusalem so that a Jewish temple can be built there to fulfill prophecy. Christian Zionist leader Terry Risenhoover of the Jerusalem Temple Foundation explained in an interview with the journalist Grace Halsell that he was raising money to the American Christians to be the Stanley, to use by Stanley Goldfoot to blow up the mosque in Jerusalem. He's a very solid, legitimate terrorist. Is that such a thing? I guess so. The Risenhoover said of Goldfoot, he has qualifications for clearing a site for the temple. Risenhoover stated that Goldfoot does not believe in God, but his atheistic conviction did not hinder Goldfoot from making a fundraising appearance at Chuck Smith's Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa, California. I went to church there, 25 years ago. And that's we're well familiar with that. They, even at that time, were giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to Israel in order to shore up their military. They're when it comes to dispensationalists, they're the cream of the crop. They really, really believe in this stuff, and they want to make sure they fulfill these premillennial prophecies. Interesting piece of news story there. Here's another news story that's interesting. A mayor bulldozes the city's citizens' private property. On July 1st, 2005, the town of New Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the Constitution of the United States was attacked. The mayor of the town, Tom Seidel, brought a bulldozer onto a citizen's private property and tore down a wooden fence that was protecting the property. When confronted by the owner of the property to cease his actions, he stated that he was the mayor and he could do what he wanted. Ooh. Further, it was if the owner tried to stop him, he threatened to take legal action against the owner. The official abuse of power and vandalism was witnessed by a local police officer who stated that he could do nothing to stop the activity as police worked for the mayor and he could lose his job. The owner of the property is managing director of the Discerning American Digest. It's a national magazine for patriotic Americans. It can be seen at www.ficca.com. Ficca.com. The mayor and the town solicitor own the local bank and have decided that they would put a stop to the magazine being put out in their community. This heinous act of abuse and power and vandalism was used as a tool to threaten the owners of the property and to squash the freedom of the press. The mayor has violated his oath of office and has brought disgrace to his office. He has violated the following statutes in Pennsylvania, and he reads lists them off here. It should be pretty obvious what he's violated, and he's also doing something criminally, it seems. At least committed a tort. Well, at any rate, this is what's going on in Pennsylvania, another one of these great politicians elected by the American democratic process who are just doing evil in America. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're at the bottom of the hour, ready for another break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. But before we do, let me give you the phone number, 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177 or 864-201-6955, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network. It's roughage for your brain.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net, that's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, where we want to give you the up-to-date weather conditions since we have a flood watch in effect until late Thursday night and a tornado watch in effect until 10 a.m. this morning. That's just an hour and 30 minutes left for the terror to possibly strike down. Remember, us folks from Southern California, we're lightweights. We just handle the earthquakes. Tornadoes are a totally different story. And we hope that no one is affected by one of these dastardly things today. And that is indeed our prayer for everyone in the area. No one wants to see anybody get damaged or harmed by one of these windstorms. At any rate, that's in watch, so be careful as you're making your way out. And as you're coming home tonight, the floodwaters are going to really start to rise as we have this huge torrential downpour from the remnants of Cindy. Be aware of that as you come on your way back home, especially. It could be some treacherous waters this morning, but most likely to be this evening and tomorrow morning on the drive to work on Friday. So take high ground, high road alternatives if you possibly can in going to work. Greenville Spartanburg is 68 degrees right now. Anderson 73 degrees and Clemson at 72 degrees. Most of it's under heavy rain. and some mist. Widespread showers today with isolated thunderstorms, locally heavy. Rainfall is possible. Humid with highs around 80 degrees. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Unless, again, you're in a tornado, and then it'll be over 200 miles per hour. Watch out for them shingles on the roof, folks. That's a good southern way to say something. At any rate, that's the weather for today. Lots of wet weather and lots of high winds. We're talking about all sorts of interesting subjects today, especially the whole business of Lincoln and the socialists that were in his ranks, the foreigners in his ranks, and some of the other things that Peruka brought up about the loss of that war and what it meant for this country as we went downhill after the loss of Gettysburg. Sad. It is indeed sad what's gone on here in America over time. But we're here doing our work anyway, trying to reclaim the country, trying to educate people as to what really went on. And we'll do our best to do so here at Christian Worldview. Well, here's a couple of older stories. Thought I'd just bring them up quickly. This one from Covenant News on July 1st. Bush betrays the pro-life cause again and backs federal aid to overseas abortion providers. Again and again, President G.W. Bush has betrayed the pro-life cause. And according to Bush, British sources, President George W. Bush dismissed a bid by conservative Christians to restrict his $15 billion foreign initiative to fight AIDS to only those programs that reject abortion and promote abstinence. Apparently, Bush doesn't care about abortions abroad. He only uses it here as rhetoric to try to get people to vote for him, obviously. What a shifty politician he is. And here's Chuck Baldwin writing in Covenant News, Bush betrays pro-life cause again. And again, President G.W. Bush has betrayed the pro-life cause in the latest example of his push for $15 billion U.S. tax dollars sent to Africa for AIDS prevention. The current news is just a repeat of his of the 2003 situation. According to Bush, we just read this about the British sources, Chuck Baldwin is repeating what he saw in the news. Perhaps one day conservative Christians, says Chuck Baldwin, will take up the fact that Mr. Bush seldom represents them and will decide to put their combined support and influence behind a principled conservative who will be faithful to the immutable laws upon which this nation was founded, perhaps. He's still hopeful, but it's hard to see when you've got so many festivals of ignorance on the airways, especially one show in particular here in town, promoting George W. Bush, no matter how bad he is, no matter what bad things he does with the filibuster or Alberto Gonzalez or abortion or insane wars in Iraq and so forth, he still supports him. It's amazing how gullible Christians can be. And these are pastors. These are people that are professors of Christian worldview that should know better, making these kinds of errors. It's sad, but true. Okay, here we have the U.S. seen prodding allies in a terror war. San Antonio, the top foreign affairs advisor, according to the Washington Times, reporter Guy Taylor, to the foreign affairs advisor of the Department of Homeland Security, says the United States must do more to spark action among its foreign allies in fighting the global war on terrorism. In an interview while attending a terrorism law conference this week, Crescencio S. Arcos, the department's director of internal affairs, said, "We need to be more creative in how we engage our allies in the war on terror." Key topics, said the department officials, is how better involve the European Union in multinational air security efforts, as well as creating more extensive passenger information. The next meeting with Britain is scheduled for December. Perhaps the biggest challenge is engaging allies in Europe and other parts of the world is that the war on terrorism costs a lot. Oh, really? We need to keep funding up. The biggest concern, Mr. Arcos said, is that we just don't lose focus. We don't just become like a pork barrel. These guys are loony. At any rate, what else is new in politics? You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Phone number 864-244-8177 or backup line 864-201-6955. We'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464. Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're trying to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable as much as possible here. We'd like to tell you our phone number is 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. 8177. Also want to remind you of a couple things on the Tyranny Response Network's website, tyrannyresponse.com and tyrannyresponse.net. You can go there and check out the events that are going on in the upstate as well as the related media, the great audio files on the different public policies of Christian theology. I'm working currently on my latest one about rights. What are rights all about? Where do they come from? And what about just warfare and defending those rights? That'll be the next three articles you'll see starting next week in the Times Examiner. Today's Times Examiner that you're just getting in the mail today will have my third article on the Second Amendment. All of these audio files related to these articles are on the tyrannyresponse.com website. You can also go to policyofliberty.net and find all my books and papers there at policyofliberty.net. We encourage you to do so. Visit both places. One of the important links that you'll find on the tyrannyresponse.com website is under the related media section. You're going to find there the Protect Your Property petition. That is the SCROG, S-C-R-O-G, Redress of Grievances. That's what ROG stands for, SC, South Carolina. Fundamental Rights Petition for South Carolina. We currently have a fair number of people who have signed the petition, and we're glad that that's the case. Well over 100 people now are signed on. We encourage you to go there and take just 30 seconds of your time today to sign the petition. The link's right there at the bottom of tyrannyresponse.com. If you need directions on how to get there, you'll just go right to that website and click on the link, and it'll open up for you. Also, some other great petitions are on there. You can sign in about 30 seconds each. Again, to get America out of the UN control, to overturn Roe v. Wade, to stop United Nations control and abolish the Federal Reserve. All those things are right there on the Internet. And you can go to our website, tyrannyresponse.com, to get the direct link to each one of them, and we hope that you do. Yeah, currently 105 total signatures on the Tyranny Response, or on the South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition. Well, what else have we got going on here? Well, here's a couple of other little things. Just trying to catch you up on some news stories that are important for us at the Christian Worldview Show. Yesterday spent so much time on our show talking about biblical evidence, theology, and so forth, and it's important to do that. This is Christian Worldview, after all. When we do that, we end up getting behind on some of the news stories that might be of interest to those of us who hold to the Christian worldview, or should be interested to us, I should say. And so we're going to try to go through a few more of these today. The stuff on Lincoln today was just excellent earlier. If you if you missed the earlier part of the show, make sure that you listen to the recorded part, especially for the first 45 minutes. Reproductive health is vital for reducing poverty, the UN Population Agency says. Wonder what that means. 29th of June, universally available of modern availability of modern contraceptive services would allow more women and children to live healthier lives, while unplanned births would be reduced by 72% per year, according to the new publication of the United Nations Population Agency. At any rate, they're demonstrating the future dividends of investing in reproductive health, they're saying. This is just another call for abortion. And not only that, but it's also a call for economic insanity. The most valuable resource that any society has is human beings and human minds. And if they're left free, it's amazing how much progress they can achieve. Overpopulation is a myth, folks. There is not a population problem. There's a government problem. There's a welfare state problem. Poor people will always be in the world. It's impossible by definition to ever eliminate poverty, because someone's always going to have something more than someone else, and therefore by definition the person with less is going to be considered poor. It's rather ridiculous to try to eliminate poverty in general, but the most important asset that any society has is human beings and the minds that are produce things and stuff and ideas and inventions and innovative techniques and technologies that allow them to overcome the things which battle them, whether they be attacks from microorganisms, or they might well be attacks from foreign predators, or just advances in helping people do things better, farming better, growing better crops, and mining better, or cutting down trees better to sell the timber, hunting better, whatever it might be. This all is a production of the human mind, and so this sort of business about wanting to control population is absolutely false. It's a wrong-headed view, and it's based on faulty science. 4th of July. Have you ever wondered what happened? This is one listener sent this to us. I'm glad they did. Wonder what happened to the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence? Well, I have, and I hope you have too. Five signers were captured by the British as traitors and tortured before they died. 12 had their homes ransacked and burned. Two lost their sons serving in the Revolutionary Army. Another had two sons captured. 9 of the 56 fought and died from wounds of hardships of the Revolutionary War. They signed and pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. What kind of men were they? 24 were lawyers and jurists. Yeah, that's not going to happen anymore today. 11 were merchants. 9 were farmers of large plantation owners, men of means, well-educated, but they signed the Declaration of Independence, knowing full well that the penalty would be death if they were captured. Carter Braxton of Virginia, a wealthy planter and trader, saw his ship swept from the seas by the British Navy. He sold his home and properties to pay his debts and died in rags. Thomas McKean was so hounded by the British that he was forced to move his family almost constantly. He served in the Congress without pay, and his family was kept in hiding. His possessions were taken from him, and poverty was his reward. Vandals or soldiers looted the properties of Dillery, Hale, Clymer, Walton, Gwinnett, Hayward, Rutledge, and Middleton. At the Battle of Yorktown, Thomas Nelson, Jr. noted that the British General Cornwallis had taken over the Nelson home for his headquarters. He quietly urged General George Washington to open fire. The home was destroyed. Nelson died bankrupt. Francis Lewis had his home and properties destroyed. The enemy jailed his wife, and she died within a few months. John Hart was driven from his wife's bedside as she was dying. Their 13 children fled for their lives. His fields and his gristmill were laid to waste. For more than a year, he lived in forests and caves, returning home to find his wife dead and his children vanished. Some of us take these liberties so much for granted, but we shouldn't. So for a few minutes, while enjoying the 4th of July holiday and silently thinking about these patriots, and thank these patriots, he says, not much to ask of the price they paid. Remember, freedom is never free. We appreciate people sending those kinds of emails in to help remind us of the great sacrifices of the Founding Fathers and what it will cost us to sacrifice if indeed we ever get to the point of needing to do the same thing here. And we really need to, folks. It's sad right now. Bad deal. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Last segment coming up. If you want to get in on the show, call 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177 or 864-201-6955. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books, The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And we welcome you back to the final segment of Christian Worldview. Well, here's the research staff sending us something called the boob tube. New research is out detailing the detrimental effects of planting your kids in front of the television. The results of the study are plain, easy to understand, and not surprising. The more television children watch, the worse they do in school. The fatter they get, and the more aggressive they become. There, that's about it. Well, I guess that's no surprise. Now let's divide parents into two camps. Those who will see the results of this research and start to limit television their kids watch, and those who won't do anything about it. The children of the parents who care will become evil, hated, wealthy Americans of tomorrow. The children of the parents who don't care will contribute to the ever-growing number of Americans who are becoming more and more dependent on the government. And that was a quotation from talk show host Neil Bortz in Atlanta. It's very interesting. I think it's very true. I mean, I haven't had television for 20-something years. It's always shocking when you go and see commercials, if nothing else. I do enjoy, I'm not afraid of the television. We do see it from time to time. We watch movies on our DVD player on the computers, but we also take advantage of going over to home sometimes to watch the Rose Bowl or wherever the college championship game is, and the Trojans are already preparing for another good season this year. Got to note that. In addition to that, we also have the World Series. We'd like to see some games on and so forth, and so we do occasionally pop over and somebody's home and see something on television, but it's always a shock to see the commercials in between times. And from what I can tell from all the titles of the different sitcoms and inane game shows and things, that it really isn't worth much of anything worth watching on the television these days. I know I'm probably preaching to the choir when I say that, and I'm not trying to deny you your liberty. If you want to watch those inane things or entertain yourself with those kind of sitcoms, go for it. I suppose it's your liberty to do so. I mean, you have to answer to God, not to me, for your actions. And if you think God's pleased with you watching television, then by all means, do so. But the facts of the matter are that if your kids sit in front of the television all the time and you use it as a babysitting device, they're going to end up going down the drain. Here I am being a preacher this morning. I guess I'm just reflecting what Neil Bortz has to say, and I think I'd have to concur. I've seen the same sort of thing. Couple other notes for the Christian Worldview show particulars. I'm trying to run through in front of some of these older stories that the research staff has sent up. The Spanish Parliament today voted to legalize gay marriage despite heavy opposition from the Roman Catholic Church. Spain is now the fourth country in the world to allow same-sex couples to the same rights as married heterosexual couples. Canada approved gay marriages yesterday, while the Netherlands and Belgium legalized them in 2000 and 2003. The Methodist Church in Britain yesterday became the first Christian denomination to offer this prospect of blessing services of same-sex couples. I wonder if George Whitefield and John Wesley would have approved. That last article, according to the research staff, on sodomite marriage was from The Guardian Unlimited, a UK periodical. And okay, glad we had that information. Pierre, South Dakota, from Covenant News, July 1st. A federal judge late Thursday blocked a South Dakota abortion bill from becoming law Friday, tentatively ruling that the measure is an unconstitutional violation of free speech. The legislation would have required abortion doctors to inform women that abortion ends the lives of human beings and poses various medical and psychological risks. Failure to give the informed consent warning would have resulted in 30 days in jail and a $200 fine. U.S. District Judge Karen, that's female, I suppose, Schreier of Rapid City ruled that Planned Parenthood of Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota, which sued the state, has shown it has a fair chance of winning on the claims that a proposed law infringes on the First Amendment rights of doctors. So a good rule being forced in South Dakota, overturned by this district judge. And I think that's a state judge. Maybe it can be appealed from there. It doesn't say... it does say U.S. District Judge Karen Schreier. Evil people. The evil judiciary. What can we say? North Dakota or South Dakota, sad. Bush boosting Africa aid. World News. He pledges at $1.7 billion in lead up to summit, by Peter Barker, reporting on July 1st in the Washington Post. President Bush yesterday announced a $1.7 billion aid package for Africa, vowed to double total assistance by 2010. What can we say? All sorts of problems, it seems, going on and on around the world here. We've reached the end of our show. We're going to have to do some more of these things tomorrow, as we have an opportunity on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Glad that you've joined us this morning. Be sure to visit tyrannyresponse.com, read this, and sign the petitions that are online there under the related media links. Also, check out policyofliberty.net. Be following the various articles and stories that I've been writing for the Times Examiner and elsewhere, showing up on Free Market News, and as well as the political cesspool in Memphis. Glad that they are. Also, be patient and encouraged. Signal in Greenville is coming back at some point. We're trying our best to get things moving in that direction. So thanks for listening, and thanks for your great support. We look forward to hearing from you again shortly, or having you here on the show again with us shortly for another edition of Christian Worldview tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We hope you will be with us tomorrow morning at 7:30 right here at the Tyranny Response Network for Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy?